Why, you could soon be seeing more backyard and community gardens cropping up in urban areas. It might be hard to imagine croplands in the middle of a major city's downtown. Let's say New York City, for example, or Detroit, even Los Angeles. But long ago, that was the case, and researchers are looking at ways to bring some of that rich soil back.
Detroit is one of those areas where it was once a wonderful agricultural area long ago, right there in the downtown of where many people have said that there's a lack of food for the population when it's all urbanized.
That's Maxine Levin with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. She says the NRCS and the National Cooperative Soil Survey is conducting surveys in the Detroit metro area with the emphasis on lands where abandoned buildings are now located.
And what the USDA is doing with that soil survey is considering the possibility of reclaiming that land even for crops and for food.
Similar soil surveys are also happening in other major cities, in some cases going on 50 years now. The intent is addressing issues only healthy soils can tackle, such as filtrating groundwater or locking in greenhouse gases through parts full of trees and plant life, or feeding a neighborhood through an urban community garden. Levin says those soil surveys, along with home and gardening shows on TV, play instrumental roles in how dwellers considered soil health as essential. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.